Chapter 4. The Invasion. Comprehension. Read this passage. October 30th, 1938 was an ordinary day in America. People all over the country were sitting in their homes, listening to music on the radio, when suddenly a news bulletin was issued. Scientists had seen some unusual lights on the planet Mars. The music continued, but it was stopped again for another amazing report. A large metal object had crashed to the ground near the village of Grover's Mill, New Jersey. More music, and then terrifying news from Grover's Mill. Several horrible creatures had appeared out of the metal object. They had killed hundreds of people with a mysterious weapon called a heat ray. The news reporter himself was killed on the air. Reports continued that the creatures were from the planet Mars. They were part of a Martian army which was invading the Earth. It was the beginning of the end for the human race. If you are wondering why your grandparents never told you about the time when Martians invaded the Earth, then don't worry. That's because it didn't really happen. The whole thing was the idea of the brilliant young actor and director Orson Welles. He wrote a radio play based on the book The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells and decided to set it in modern times and make it seem real. After the program, in which thousands of people were killed and many major cities were destroyed, Wells announced that it had been a fictional play written and produced by him. However, the announcement came too late for many listeners. Wells' play had been so realistic that many people believed the Martian invasion was really happening. All across America, people were terrified, and in the area around Grover's Mill, they completely panicked. Thousands tried to escape in their cars, while others called the police in terror. One old lady was so frightened that she committed suicide. When they found out they had been fooled, people were very angry. Orson Welles had to apologize in public. He said he had not meant to frighten people, that he was just trying to make his play more interesting.